For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday morning, December the 26th, 1983. Midwinter family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Bob Mixon is the speaker of the morning.
Father, we submit ourselves unto you and unto the Word of God. We ask, Father, by the anointing of your Spirit, Lord, that you loose upon us revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of you, that, Father, you'd cause our eyes to be open and our hearts to be open and obedient, Lord, that we might receive the engrafted word this morning, Lord, that's able to bring release and deliverance to our soul. Father, we give ourselves in this time unto you, and we ask that by your anointing, you minister, Lord, that you touch and you bring forth life in the midst of us, and we give you glory and we give you praise for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to be in Hebrews, I think, for a couple of days. We'll see. Hallelujah. Our key scripture is going to be in Hebrews 4, but we're going to actually start in Hebrews 2. But let's start with it first. Hebrews 4 and verse 11. Let us labor to enter into that rest. We find a real paradox here. Labor. I looked that up in my Dr. Strong's and in my Vine's word studies and Wiest word studies and every kind of word study I can find. And you know what it means? Work. Hello. Let us labor. Yeah, y'all don't get away with being quiet just because it's morning. Hello, I'm just sleepy as y'all are. We're all going to wake up together. Amen. Let us labor to enter that rest. Deuteronomy says he brought us out to bring us in. We've got an out and we've got an in. How many know what I'm talking about? The Lord appeared unto Abraham and he said, come out and away and break and into a land that I shall future show you. So Abraham came out, and one day, years later, the Lord appeared unto him and said, Abraham, look around, you're here. Hello. You ever feel that way? The Lord's told you to come out and you're aware of the out. You're aware of the labor, but you aren't too sure where you're going. Well, glory. We're going to look at three chapters of Hebrew this morning. Hopefully ending in coming into rest, but we're going to begin with laboring to come out. Is that all right? Amen. Lord, help us be practical. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Let me see if I can catch the emotion we usually read that with. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You heard that sermon before? Bless God, if you don't invite Jesus in your heart tonight. A friend of mine used to talk about there were only two kinds of evangelists that they had in their church. There were the Santa Claus kind and the Frankenstein kind. And the Santa Claus kind wore white suits and lots of rings and gold all over them. And they, is everybody happy and isn't it fun and isn't it great to love Jesus? And invite Jesus in your heart and everything will be love, joy, peace forever and ever. And we found out they were lying, didn't we? And then there were the Frankenstein kind and they had fingers this long. They always wore black, and they had always been on a 60-day fast, and they always told stories about little Johnny, who wouldn't invite Jesus in his heart and got run over by a semi in the parking lot. We usually let the Frankenstein preachers have that scripture, and y'all please forgive me, I want you to study and make sure I'm right, but I don't believe that's in context at all, not that emotion. In this place in Hebrews. Hebrews is the book of better things. We've got a better covenant. We've got better blood that speaks better things. We've got a better king and a better kingdom and a better throne room and a better covenant. Amen. We've got better promises. We've got better everything.
Amen.
Aren't you glad?
Amen.
And the better book is comparing Jesus, the better covenant. Somebody receive that. With the old inferior covenant. In Hebrews 1:1 starts out by saying, God, who in diverse ways, in diverse times, in diverse manners, spoke unto our fathers by the prophets of old, has in these last days appeared unto us and spoken unto us in a Son. Not just any Son, but the Son who's heir of the universe. Glory to God. And he goes on to say that Jesus is that fulfillment, and Jesus is that revelation, and Jesus is the firstborn, and Jesus is superior to angels. In chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed unless we drift past this supreme truth, that Jesus is the revelation of God. And then he says, if the old covenant, they couldn't get away without living by the Word, how are we going to escape if we don't live by the Word? I still hadn't made my point.
Yes, you
can. In the old covenant, how were they going to escape from a holy, wrathful God if they didn't keep every letter of the law, which they never did? Under the new covenant, how are we going to escape the curse of that same law unless we live by the Word? Ooh, somebody listen. We aren't trying to escape from God this morning. I hope you aren't trying to escape from God. If you are, I've got a word for you. Give up. Amen. We're trying to escape to God. Amen. We're trying to come out to go in. How shall we escape? How are we ever going to come out unless we start it with the Word? Amen. That's our beginning. How are we going to escape if we neglect? Oh, and that word, it's the Greek word amaleo. And it's a word used in classical Greek. It's not used for one word, but a phrase. And it's a word that means, I'll paraphrase it a little bit. It means it's too much trouble. Amaleo. In classical Greek, it was an expression that said it's too much bother. It's too hard for me. I can't accomplish that. Somebody listen. How are we going to escape if we develop an attitude that it's too much trouble and it's too hard and it's too much of a bother and it's not worth the effort to live so great a salvation? Lethargy. There it is. Spiritual laziness. We got more than... y'all aren't all Hot Springs people, are you? I bet you every area of the country you've been experiencing within your church a whole group of lethargy. Amen. A flood tide of it. A dying out process where people 6-8 months ago were on fire for the Lord, but because of one thing or another, they've gotten a bad case of the yawn. Amen. And you can't motivate them. You can try and get religious and scare them and kick them and do everything you want to, but they're immune to stimulus. That's a... Oh, glory. I wasn't going to use this scripture. Let me see if I can find it. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father, where is it? Lead me. I'm one of these guys who can always find a place by memory, but I never remember the address. Yeah, it's Psalm 68 and verse 6. God setteth the solitary, literally the lonely, in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Young's translation translates that as the refractory. And I didn't know what refractory meant, so I looked up Brother Webster. And refractory means in the process of decay, immune to stimulus. And we find a whole group of people in the body of Christ today dwelling in a dry land because they're immune to stimulus. God will send them a prophet to encourage them, and they'll say, gee, that wasn't hard enough. God will send them somebody to really clean their plow, and they'll say, gee, that was too mean. I couldn't receive that. Hello? He'll say, all right, let's praise and worship, and everybody will go, gee, I don't feel led. Yeah, I'm going to get on you before it's over. The Lord is emphasizing a worship, and he's saying in this generation, you can enter in. And so many people are going, well, gee, let Sister So-and-so sing, and we'll sit and listen. Anybody still with me? How many still love me? Amen. I'm going to put you to the test today. Only the refractory. The Lord says he takes lonely people and he engrafts them into the family of God. He takes people who are bound with chains. And the Amplified brings out, he not only delivers them, but he delivers them in prosperity. Somebody say amen. I said he delivers them in prosperity. He not only breaks the chains from off of them, he causes them to go in the king's parade. Only the refractory dwell in a dry land. How shall we escape if it's too much trouble to press into so great a salvation? Which great salvation? Which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Glory to God. This isn't just any salvation we're talking about. I don't know about y'all, but I get a little troubled sometime at what passes off as salvation today. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. I remember 2 years before I got saved, I went to a charismatic church and I lifted my hands. And I loved the singing in the Spirit. Even then I loved it. I didn't know why I loved it, but I loved it. They'd all be going, ki la 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 bo so bo bo, and I'd be going, hallelujah. But I entered in and I loved it, and it was exciting, and it was a wonderful time. And I was going through a terrible time in my life, and every time they opened the altar, I came down to the altar, I got down on my knees, I cried my heart out, and I prayed the sinner's prayer. And they told me, if you'll just ask Jesus in your heart, then you can go to heaven when you die. And everybody would say when I'd get up, well, brother, you're saved. I know you're saved. The Word says you're saved. And I'd say, well, if this is saved, I don't know. And I'd go home and I wouldn't be saved. I'd be just like I was. And I still hurt and everything was rough. Well, anyway, I went on for about 3 months doing that. They were even beginning to prophesy to me, not to doubt what God had given me. You know how people help God sometimes. Hello. One day, 2 years later, somebody gave me a tape by the meanest preacher I ever heard in my life. His name was Art Katz. He was preaching in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I think it was in 1974 or 73 when he was over there at the convention center taught on Elijah. He'd been seeing all these bumpers. Art always has some little side comment to make. And right in the middle of the tape, he said, I tell you what, it doesn't make me gleeful to see all these bumper stickers warning this car unmanned in case of the rapture. He said, it makes me sick at my stomach. He said, all these namby-pamby, name-it, claim-it Christians aren't going to stand when the shooting starts. And that word pierced me to the heart. And I cried out and I said, oh, God. I didn't have time for sinners' prayers. But I understood the Lordship of Jesus. Amen. And when I understood the Lordship of Jesus, I became a new creature. And nobody had to tell me I was saved. In fact, I had a bunch of people trying to tell me I wasn't then. You know? But they couldn't beat it out of me with a stick. Amen? Experience knocks out all the argument. Amen? I don't like to tell people they're saved. I like to ask them. Amen? Well, but this brother's been praying for 14 years and he just won't trust God. Well, I don't know why. Some people have a hard time. But if they don't know they're saved, I ain't going to tell them they're saved. I tell you, I want to know if they're saved before I pray for anything else, though. Well, I got on it again. This isn't just any salvation we're talking about. It's the salvation spoken by the Lord. You know, when John the Baptist came as the forerunner of Jesus, what did he come preaching? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is upon you. When Jesus was baptized in the Holy Ghost, came out of the wilderness after being tested, and he came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is upon you. He sent out his 60, and what'd they preach? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is upon you. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and said, repent. Paul got knocked off his horse. Amen. Filled with the power of God, went into the temples and began to preach, repent. And you know what we preach today? Accept Jesus. Accept Jesus. Who cares if you accept him or not? You accept the Son? It's not a matter of accepting. It's a matter of laying your life down. How are we going to escape? How are we even going to get out of the world system unless our whole prime motivation is to enter into him? I hope I shock you. Salvation's not even an experience. It's a person. You don't receive experience from praying a prayer. You receive a person from a living, spirit-revealed reality. How are we going to escape if it's too much bother? They enter into what the Lord preached. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. I'm glad God threw that in there. Amen. In case you ever wonder who's preaching salvation, the Lord says, look behind them. Well, amen. For under the... Boy, y'all are quiet. How many are still here? Let's start over again this morning. I'm not beating you up, am I? Good. I'm not trying to. Good. Good. Just don't do it so quietly. For unto the angels, listen, hath he not, unto the angels, hath he not put in subjection the world to come. I love this word. Hupotasso. If I can get it. It means to arrange under. To arrange under. Unto the angels hath he not arranged under them the world to come whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Let me see if I can catch some emotion on that one too. Well, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that you'd even visit and pay attention to him? We're just people. I'm going to get y'all all blown up before I pop you. What is man? Flesh and blood. Carnal. Dirty. Amen? Can't stay clean. Always getting in trouble. Trouble since the day they're created, just about. Rebelling against God. Rebelling against one another. Even the best of them are without any real integrity. You shouldn't be saying amen. Y'all ought to be fighting me by now. I mean dust of the earth. A pile of dirt. The son of man, Adam's son. Adam's inheritance, the one's born under a curse. What is man? Wrong. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him. Thou madest him, let me read that right, only a little while ranked lower than the angels. You ranked him only for a short time lower than the angels. Glory to God, you only ranked him just this much under Michael, and that just for a little while. Woo! Amen, that ought to wake somebody up. I said, you have only been ranked just a smidge under the guarding of the archangels of heaven, and that's only for a little while. You handful of dirt. Born under a curse. You're just barely underneath the archangels of God, and only for a little while. And that's only in rank. Amen. I happen to think we're created better. Excuse me. Amen. David said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Doesn't say that about the angels. Glory to God. Glorified robots. Thank God for them. But we're just ranked a little bit lower. It doesn't mean that we're less than them. You made him only a little while lower than the angels. But you crowned him with glory and honor. And you set him over the works of your hands. Basic English translation says you've made him the ruler over all the works of your hands. You've arranged every work of your hand, God, underneath this handful of dirt. You've crowned him with glory and honor. Everybody getting puffed up yet? Hold on a second. I'm going to pop you in a minute. I'm not even through yet. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put how much? What? What does yours say? All in subjection under him. He left how much? What? He left nothing that's not put under him. Everything that God ever created, he arranged in order under us. Hallelujah. Amen? Why do you think he said, command ye me concerning the works of my hands? That make you feel better? But But, has anybody found that in there?
But what?
Praise God, I've got authority over everything. Amen. Everything is in subjection under me. I can take authority over anything and everything, and it's got to obey. The weather's got to obey me. Sickness and disease has got to obey me. Demons have got to obey me. Everything's got to obey me. Have you found out the reality of that truth? That you can lay hands on the sick and they must recover because you said so. But, what?
Now.
But now. Have you found that reality? Amen. You know the promise is true. You know the word is true. You know God's given you absolutely authority. But now, you don't see everything just whipping into place just because you said so. I'm going to give you a new balloon. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Everybody goes through the but nows, don't they?
Yeah.
You go through the times where you know the word's true. I used to call it a positional truth. And God convicted me about that, and I started calling it potential truth. Because I like that better. It's not just positional truth. It's some lofty thing you can't get to by and by in the sky. It's actual spiritual potential. You just hadn't entered into all of it yet. But everybody goes through the but now. Amen. Everybody goes through the but now. A few weeks ago, I'll tell this one on a brother I love. You ever have people come against your authority? I mean, you know who you are. You ought to know who you are. Amen. I'm a child of the King. Praise God. Don't step on me. I'm not a worm. Amen. Don't talk dirty to me. God doesn't. Hello. You got a... Well, I'm going to keep going. I love myself. I do. I get in trouble for it a lot of times, but I still love myself. If you don't like me, it doesn't bother. Well, it does bother me, but it's your problem, not mine, because I'm not going to let you talk me into not liking me.
Amen.
Hello. I know I don't like people to come and try and squash me under their thumb or kick me because God doesn't talk to me like that. When I hear public words like, you low life, you know, when I'm, you know, I say, Lord, I know that's not you. You don't talk to me like that. You've never talked to me like that. The same spirit that drew me to Jesus is the same spirit that still leads me. Hello. I don't get shook when somebody's got the ministry of condemnation. Their glory's past. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation is greater. It is. It's got an unfading glory. The ministry of condemnation had a glory, but it all rubbed off. And it will. If you condemn somebody into something, it'll last a week maybe. Try and scare the hell out of them. Boy, I've heard that expression. They'll last just about a week. And when they get over the fear of hell, they're over everything. You got nothing left to get them with. Don't go mean-mouthing God. I know who I am. But every once in a while, I run across people who don't know who I am. You know? But not yet, you know? I know, praise God, all creation's arranged underneath my feet. But they hadn't found out yet. Kathy and I pastored for 4 years. And bless God, we fought through hell and back several times. And we saw God do some real miracles. And when it was time to leave, it was time to leave because God told us to leave. And we left with good relationships and good people. And they've got a dear brother in there pastoring, and I love him. And he loves us. And I'm glad for the relationship. But one day I went in to visit him, and he must have been having a rough day because he thought he's going to squash me. And see, we've been gone from there since July. And I don't hang around with that church or that people because he's there. And as long as I'm there, it's going to mess up his ministry. You know, so I'm going to stay out of the picture until he gets really settled and fights through hell himself. And, you know, then we can have a relationship. But he sat me down in the office and proceeded to tell me that anybody who wasn't related to a pastor was an error. And it hurt me. I mean, after all, didn't he know who I was? You know? Bless God, I was the one who fought through. I was the one who fought through hell to keep that church going in here. Who do you think he was? He just come in. I've done all of it. didn't he know who I was? It hurt, wounded me. Yeah, it must have. But I didn't say anything, and I just loved him, and I left, and I got home, and I prayed about it, and Kathy and I prayed about it, and, you know, you go through the mad stage, and then the hurt stage, and then the what am I going to do about it stage, and then the, you know, you finally get around to praying, and Lord just showed me he was going through some of the same battles I was, and he just didn't know who he was, and, you know, amen, you get that way, when you don't know who you are, you feel like you got to tell everybody, force it on them, and, well, anyway, so, I kept my mouth shut. 3 days later, he called me and said, Brother, I sure wish you could help me. I've got a situation in here. And I said, thank you, Jesus. But now, yeah, I'm giving you that one for free. You need to know who you are, but if somebody else doesn't know who you are, don't get shook about it. They'll find out. Well, amen. Either that or they'll find out who they are. But now, yet, we don't see everything arranged underneath us, much as we want to see. Amen. Much as we'd like to aren't you ready? I mean, there's a group of us been ready to go empty the state hospital in Little Rock for 7 years now. We are. As soon as God gives the word, we're going to go in there and march around that place and let them all go home.
Praise God.
I'm ready to go room to room in the Baptist Medical Center and empty every bed. I might go empty the morgue. Just to prove God can do it. But now, hello, but now, I don't do it. But now we see not yet all things put under him, under man, but we see Jesus.
Yeah.
We see Jesus ranked for a little while lower than the angels. Crowned with glory and honor, seated at the right hand of majesty on high, and everything is in order under him. Is somebody listening? I said, we don't see our rightful place, but we see him.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on the one who's done it. Do you know it was the man Jesus who was raised from the dead? And it's the man Jesus who sits at the right hand of God. Somebody listen to that. That's what Peter said. It was a man, a representative of Adam, Adam's son. God before the creation, but wrapped in flesh. Walked as a man, lived as a man, raised as a man. And he rules and reigns as God for all men. Oh, we don't see everything the under us the way it ought to be. Bless God, we've got inheritance. We've got bloodline. Amen. We're the sons of Adam, fashioned by God's own hand in his image and his likeness. That's special. The jewel in God's creation, the crown in glory. Of all things created, a handful of dirt. Handful of dirt in the image of God.
Amen.
We don't see everything under us yet, but we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. There's the key. If you want to get out, if you want to go in, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep your eyes on your own victories and your own authority. That's temporal. It'll look good one week and bad the next. Amen?
Amen?
Don't let the devil tell you how you feel. Don't let your body tell you how you feel. When I was in Bible school, I had a roommate that didn't like me a whole lot. And I'd open the windows at least twice a week and all the doors, and I'd go through there chasing the devil out, taking my authority. Amen? Just for fun. Well, you ought to try that sometime. Amen? Bless God, get out of here, out the window, out the door, out and laying hands on the stereo and binding my roommate's bed and just anything. And he caught me one afternoon. He said, Brother, don't you realize how stupid it is to spend all your time talking to the devil? This guy's depressed all the time. Never saw him. He wasn't depressed. I said, well, brother, it's not as stupid as listening to him all the time. Amen. Glory to God. Don't get your eye on what the devil says. Amen. There's so many people so shook by what's going on. It's like the devil's God. Well, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that he's the God of this world. And do you know who he puts under him? Them that believe not. And that's all. He ain't my God. He ain't God over my world. He ain't God over my planet. He ain't God over my weather. He ain't God over my family. He ain't God over my children.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I got my eyes on the one who's God over all of that. It's the Son that's heir over all the universe. Glory! We don't see everything under us yet, but we see everything under Him, and that's good enough. Amen. I said that's good enough not to get lethargy. That's good enough not to be refractory. That's good. That's stimulus. Amen. That's motivation. When you see Jesus, who humbled Himself and wrapped Himself in a handful of dirt, who let the wicked hands of wicked men crucify Him, who became the curse of sin. Can you imagine? The sinless one becoming the sin offering on the cross. But then He raised from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, He raised from the dead. That's motivation.
Hallelujah.
And there's nothing that's too much bother when you see Him exalted. And when you understand, according to Colossians, that your life's hid with God in Him. When you understand, according to the first three chapters of Ephesians, 22 times, that you're in Him. That's my old glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody use your sanctified imaginations. This is you. Old folded, dirty piece of paper. Can anybody relate? Handful of dirt. This is you. And this is the Word. Now I'm going to put you in Him. Now, where is He? Where are you?
In the Word.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
You don't see it?
No.
The paper probably don't feel no different. Experience ends argument. Hello?
Amen.
I said if you've been put in Him, you've been put in Him.
Amen.
Experience ends all the argument, no matter what you feel or see.
Amen.
Glory to God. You're in Him. Now, if I take Him, the Word, glory to God, and I nail Him on a cross... Where are you? Where? Where? All right, if I take Him down off that cross and I bury Him in a grave, where are you? If I resurrect Him and seat Him at the right hand of God, hallelujah, where are you? Where? Where? Where are you? We don't see everything under us, but we see everything under Him. And we understand that we're in Him. Glory to God. But now we see not yet everything arranged under Adam. But we see it all arranged under Jesus.
Right.
Who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. That He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him. Oh, let me read that from the Amplified. It was an act worthy of God and fitting to the divine nature that He, for whose sake... and by whom all things have their existence, in bringing many sons into glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect. That is, should bring to maturity the human experience necessary for perfect equipment for His office as high priest through suffering. Jesus was perfect, and He was always perfect. But He wasn't perfectly equipped until He suffered in the flesh. I said He didn't have perfect equipment until He suffered in the flesh. His handful of dirt had to be trained through human experience. So does yours. So does yours. Jesus never suffered sickness. Hello? And He didn't put up with nothing off the enemy.
Right.
His suffering was rejection by men. His suffering was having to humble Himself while wicked men ran ahead. His suffering was having to know the potential and quietly watch it happen. He let them take Him. He let them stripe Him. He let them crucify Him. And all the while, He knew who He was. Glory to God.
Amen.
We need to be thanking those dear saints of God when they nail us to their tree. instead of growing bitter and backing down from God about it. Because your flesh has got to be trained through human experience. No other way. You got to live and feel and hurt.
Yeah, but brother, it's just so hard.
Sure, it's hard. Who told you it was going to be easy? Well, they told me if I just do A and B, C, it happened. They lied to you. They said if I'd just have enough faith, all my troubles would be over. They said if I'd just get the Holy Ghost, it'd be great. I'd just speak in tongues till the rapture. Everybody laughing. I'm fixing to get a little closer. They told me if I'd just get everything cast out that wasn't Jesus, I'd be perfect. God don't have no formulas, and He don't have any shortcuts. We've got to experience human reality. And that's the only way our flesh is going to be trained. And I don't despise the Holy Ghost. And I don't despise healing. And I don't despise deliverance. And I don't despise faith. But none of them have taken over the ministry of suffering. But patience is never perfect work. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what. Jesus knew who He was, I believe, as a child. I don't believe He ever doubted who He was. To me, some of the greatest suffering He had was that 30 years on the shelf.
That's right. That's right.
He knew who He was. And the needs got greater every day. When He was 27, 28 years old, He passed by the same cripples and the same blind and saw the same lepers die. But it wasn't time yet. Glory to God. He had to be made perfect through what He experienced. And He had to watch helplessly. All the while, He could have stopped it. But not according to the will of His Father. Oh, amen. You can be trained on the shelf.
That's right. Amen.
And God's in it sometimes when you have to watch helplessly. For both He that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all of one. Glory to God. They all spring from the same source. Hallelujah. For which cause He's not ashamed to call them brethren. We're going to look at a few things We're going to look at a few things. Amen. To hold our sanity while we're entering in or coming out. First is identification. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. Identification. Hebrews chapter 11. In the Amplified says He's not even ashamed to be surnamed by them. He was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Kevin, and the God of Bob. Hello. Amen. I said He's not ashamed to call you brother. Somebody receive that. He's not ashamed to call you brother. Amen. He knew who you were, a handful of dirt, and He's still not ashamed. Not only to be your God, but to be named by you. You know He's identified with you? You go out in public and you blow it, and they not only look at you, they look at God. But He knew that, and He's still not ashamed. He wasn't ashamed to be called the God of Abraham when Abraham went into Egypt. He was still the God of Abraham. Some of y'all listen, He's still your God.
Amen.
And He's not ashamed to call you brother. Glory. Saying, I will declare thy name. Number two is His name. Glory to God. Y'all all know this, but I just assume everybody doesn't know nothing. So we can all catch up to equal. Now I know in the Hebrew there weren't any vowels to work with, but I'm going to put them in anyway. I know Yahweh, or however you want to pronounce it, is the proper way, but nobody can say that right, so I'm still going with Jehovah. It's not out of ignorance, it's just this is easier to spell. Amen. Nobody can say the other one anyway. Contracted to Jehoshua, Jehovah Shua, I will declare thy name. I will declare thy name. That's what He said over and over and over and over and over again in John. I've manifested your name. I've shown your name. Jehovah Shua, Jehovah, I am become. Glory to God, Yeshua, I am become. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is I am. He is I am. He is I am. Somebody listen to me. He is I am. He is I am. He is what? He is whatever you need. Because I am become Yeshua. I am become your salvation. I am become your deliverance. I am become your healing. I am become your sanctification. I am become your everything. I am become I am that I am that I am that I am that I am. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, I am.
Amen.
Glory. In the midst of the brethren, I'll declare your name. I'll demonstrate the I am. I won't just tell them about it. How many are glad he didn't just tell us about it? I'll demonstrate the I am. When I say I'm the bread of life, then you're going to eat of me and live forever. When I say I am the Lamb of God, I'm going to sanctify you. When I say I am your healer, I'm going to drive all sickness from your body. When I say I am your deliverer, every spirit's going to bow. When I say I am your provision, praise God, they're going to marvel at what I've done in your life. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. O glory, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. In the midst of the worshiping congregation, I will lift my voice in praise to you. Glory to God. I got a tape one time from a ministry that there had been three or four of them going to a studio to record some worship music. And when they played back the tape of it, they found out that there were about 40 voices on that tape where four people had been singing. And how many know they begin to get excited? Amen? Because the angels had been in there worshiping with them. How many would like for that to happen to you? Amen? I mean, you're in a meeting and you're worshiping God and you're singing and all of a sudden you hear a hundred piece choir singing behind you in voices the human instruments can't reach. That's nothing! It's nothing but angels. And Jesus said, every time the congregation will enter into worship, I myself will stand up in the midst of them and sing praise to the Father. Woo! Do you realize what a weapon we have in our hand? Psalms 149 says, with high praises and a two-edged sword, I'll bind their rulers, I'll execute judgment upon them. How much more when the general of the army of the Lord himself stands up to lead the worship to the throne. But it's too much trouble. But it's too much trouble. But it's such a bother. Yeah, but brother, I worshiped the Lord and I didn't hear nothing or feel nothing or see nothing. But the word of the Lord endures forever.
Amen.
And there's not one word of it that's lying to you. And Jesus said in the midst of the worshiping congregation, I'll lead the praise. Glory to God. And again, I will put my trust. Oh, amen. I too will put my trust in you. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Jesus had to endure the contradiction of sinners. He was in the garden saying, I thank you, Father, for the glory that I've had with you before the beginning. And before the day was out, he was saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The contradiction. And he's saying, I too will trust God together. In the times we can't see the results we thought we were going to, we're going to hang in there and we're going to bind together. Glory to God. You want somebody to agree with you in prayer. The Lord said, I too will trust him. I too will trust the Father. We're going to agree together, me and all my kids. Amen. Me and my children. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same, that through death he might, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. That through death he might destroy. He might destroy. He might destroy. He might destroy. Glory to God. He might destroy. Literally, he might render useless. Glory to God. The Berkeley translation says to neutralize. The Rotherham translation says paralyzed. Glory to God. That through death he might destroy, neutralize, paralyze, render useless, crush the head and destroy the power over him that had the power over death. That is the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I said his head's been crushed. When Jesus' heel was bruised, the enemy's head was crushed. The seat of his authority is destroyed. You think Christians have disunity? Huh. That joker's line of authority was broken. It's every demon for himself. Fight for power in lives and fight for power in governments. Glory to God. Through death, he destroyed him that has the power over death and even got the key to his own house. Amen.
Amen.
Glory! He's been crushed and destroyed. And I like to tell him so. Amen. He's done enough mean stuff to me. I enjoy it. He's going to burn forever and I'm going to reign forever.
Amen.
And I'm glad. Amen, I am. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Oh, for verily. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. The Amplified says, for as we all know, Jesus did not take a hold of angels to give them a helping and delivering hand, but he did take a hold of the fallen descendants of Abraham to reach them a helping and delivering hand. Brother, I'm going to use you as an example. Give me your hand. Glory to God. Give me that hand. He didn't reach to the angels to give them a delivering hand. He reached to the fallen descendants of Abraham, and he got a hold of them. Amen. Now, see, this is a good brother. Look at that grip. Amen. He loves God. Amen. He's not going to let go. But, brother, let's just suppose this week your fingers slip a little bit, and you just hand lets go. No, you let go. Oh, but brother, that sounds Baptist. I don't care what it sounds. And I don't. Just because somebody took it to extremes and started preaching sin, I'm not letting anybody talk me out of my salvation being based on his faithfulness. Hello. Because he got a hold of me and it's been experience he ain't letting go. Now, I'm determined not to let go of him. And I know that, brother, do you believe a Christian can go to hell? I'm not going to go see. You believe once saved, always saved? I believe I am. Hello, I can't speak for you, but I know I am. Well, let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. I've already done that. And I found out I stand a whole lot better when I know that he's got a hold of me.
Amen.
Hello. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to enter in, y'all, not because we're going to get good enough to enter in. We're going to enter in because he's going to drive us across every rock and through every knothole until we get there. Amen. Well, can a Christian go to hell? Yeah, but it won't be easy. Amen. Because we got a holy, stubborn God. God's the only one I know more stubborn than me. I'm more stubborn than her. Don't even look at her. And he predetermined that I was going to be conformed to his image.
Amen.
Like it or not. Amen. I'm going to go through the experience. Like the song said, the attitude's up to me. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful, compassionate, and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation, to make propitiation, to make a mercy seat for his people. That's what the word means. It's the Greek word for mercy seat. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all have to forgive my art here. But on the top of the art was the mercy seat with two cherubim. And their wings overshadowing and touching. And it was here in the middle that the blood was sprinkled. In the book of John, on the third day, Mary, the ex-prostitute, walked and she saw that the stone was rolled away. And as she looked into the tomb, she saw one angel at the head and the other at the foot where the body of Jesus lay. and the bloody grave clothes were lying in the middle. And the Lord said, here will I speak with my people. He suffered so he could be merciful, but he rose again to make a mercy seat for the sins of the people. The judgment seat of God's the mercy seat. It was transformed by the blood. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb means we can come boldly before Him. For in that He Himself suffered being tempted, He's able to succor, to run to the cry of them that are tempted. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, fix your attention upon the apostle and the high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. Y'all have heard me at least two times knock the faith message upside the head. Now I'll knock you upside the head if you don't hold to it. You better learn confession. Excuse me. We better learn to speak what the Word speaks, even though our body says something else.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We better learn to speak what the Word speaks, even though our finances say something else. Because we've got a high priest who's offering our words to the Father.
Amen.
Whatsoever things are bound on earth are bound in heaven. Whatsoever things you bind on earth must have already been bound in the heavens. Glory to God. Jesus is up here with the sure word of God, speaking it from the heavens. We're on the earth, speaking the sure word of God from the earth. And guess who gets caught in the middle? Yeah. Well, brother, what do you mean by confession? Am I supposed to run around saying, I have a Cadillac, I have a Cadillac, I have a Cadillac? I got a new house, I got a new house, I got a new house. Let me give you a confession. In fact, if you'll receive it, this is the only confession list that you're going to need. Amen? Think all the money you'll save on those packets.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord. Your body may say he's sick, but Jesus is Lord over that body. That body's lying. He's not.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Jesus is Lord over your finances, your pocketbook. May say we ain't going to eat next week, but Jesus says differently. Well, brother, you sure talk about money a lot because I need it. Amen. Excuse me. I don't mean that I'm not going to take an offering. I'm saying that we can only speak of what's real to us.
Right.
Amen. I don't love money. I love God.
Amen.
But He loves me and gives me money. I also love being healthy.
Amen.
I'll confess healing a lot, too.
Amen.
You know, if my body feels bad, my mouth starts saying, Jesus is Lord, and I feel good. If my emotions get in a turmoil and I'm just going crazy, I've learned talking that just makes it bigger.
Right.
Talking problems makes problems.
Hallelujah.
But He's the high priest, the apostle of our confession. And that'll work no matter what. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
Amen. Amen. Everybody raise your hand. Jesus, you're our Lord. We confess you as Lord. We declare that you're Lord and Master and ruling and reigning. Lord Jesus, you went to that cross, but you rose out of that tomb. You're seated at the right hand of God, and everything is placed under you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We worship you. We exalt you. We confess you're Lord over this meeting, Lord. You're Lord over this camp meeting. You're Lord over those roads, and you're Lord over those clouds. Lord Jesus, the enemy may try, but we're confessing that you're Lord. We're confessing that you're Lord, and even the weather's going to obey you. We're confessing that you're Lord, and every spirit's going to obey you. We're confessing that you're Lord. You are Lord over us this day.
Amen.
You are Lord over us this day. We give it unto you. And Lord, we ask you even now to seal this word into our heart. Seal this word into our lives. Seal this word and cause us, Lord, and cause us, Lord, to experience the reality. To experience the reality of the risen Lord. The reality of the risen Lord. Jesus, you're our Lord. Jesus, you're our Lord. And we thank you for today. We thank you for it, Lord. And we give you praise. And we give you worship for it, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is Lord. 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 Glory to God. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We worship you, Holy One. We magnify thy name, O Holy One. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
You're my Lord.
you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. 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 The anointing of God is present to heal. The anointing of God is present to heal. If there's someone here that needs healing in your physical body, I want you to come up front so we can lay hands on you. The anointing of God is present to heal. If you need healing in your physical body, let's continue to worship the Lord. Let's continue to worship the Lord. What is it, my brother? Amen. Everybody, let's worship the Lord. Let's just worship the Lord. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak life unto this shoulder, Lord. To the muscle, to the inflammation, to the pain, I say you must go in Jesus' name. I declare life. I declare life unto his health. By the word of God, I speak life unto the bones and life unto the marrow. I speak life and health unto his flesh. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare healing, I declare healing, I declare healing, I declare healing, Father, in Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. What is it, brother? You begin to lift your hands and thank the Lord for complete restoration. Amen. You begin to declare Jesus is Lord over that leg. Jesus is Lord over that flesh. 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 Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak restoration. I speak restoration unto his flesh. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I thank you for it, Father. 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 Amen. Amen. You just begin to thank the Lord. You begin to praise the Lord that you're whole, that you're restored. Whole, completely whole. Amen. Sanctified holy, body too. Completely restored and completely healed. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Let's begin to praise the Lord that he's done. Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak to the divine. A recreated miracle, Father. A recreated miracle. Father, I speak life into her flesh. I speak life into her flesh. I speak life into her flesh. I declare, I decree these headaches shall come no more. These headaches shall come no more in Jesus' name. I decree it by the word of the Lord. I decree it by the word of the Lord. And Father, I thank you that my sister is whole. My sister is made whole. My sister is made whole. My sister is made whole. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We exalt you. Father, we praise you. We exalt you. Lord, we worship you. Father, we worship you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I decree a miracle. I decree a miracle and a turning around. I decree a miracle and a turning around. I decree a miracle and a turning around. Father, in the circumstances, I decree a turning around. I decree a day star. I decree a new beginning. 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 The old shall not come upon and capture. I decree a new beginning. I decree a new beginning. I decree a new beginning. I decree a new beginning in the home. I decree a new beginning in relationships. I decree a new beginning. I decree a day star. A day star. A morning star. A new beginning. Father, I thank you that it's done, Lord, in Jesus' name. 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 Everybody that needs healing in your body, just begin to lift your hands and confess Jesus is Lord over your body. He's Lord over your situation. He's Lord over your situation. He's Lord over your situation. He's Lord over your situation.
Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak life into my sister. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, life, new life in this mind, new life in the thought process, Lord. New creativity is being released. Father, in Jesus' name, all infirmity, all tiredness, all fatigue is going in Jesus' name. You fear and nervousness, I command you to loose my sister. I say in Jesus' name, she's free. Father, I speak life. I speak life to her blood, and I speak life to her health, life to her flesh. I speak health to her, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I thank you for it. Fear not, my little lamb, for it's my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You said and you've looked as it were afar off, and you said, but Lord, it's too large, and I cannot attain, and I cannot walk, and the plateau is too broad, and I'll never cross it. Lord, I'll never make it up that lofty peak. I'll never climb any higher. Lord, I've been on this place and in this level for so long. Oh, Lord God, how long? But my daughter, this day I'm lifting you up. I'm lifting you up, and I'm setting your fate in a higher place, and I'm causing your path to take a different turn. And you shall go forward in strength, and you shall go forward in boldness, and you shall decree the sword of the Lord. And you shall see, yea, as it were, governments crumble as you decree the word of the Lord in your closet. My daughter, I am calling you and sanctifying and setting you apart this day as an intercessor unto me. Lift up your sword in the closet, for you shall see it done publicly as you and I have spoken in private, saith the Lord thy King. Glory, Father, right now in Jesus' name, a fresh release. A fresh release of your anointing and a fresh release of your power. A fresh release of your strength, Lord. A fresh release of your strength. Father, you see. You see how the enemy has tried to come in and maneuver and twist and manipulate, Lord. You see how he stood and watched those fall at his right and at his left, Lord. You see how he stood firm and not been moved. But, Lord, you see how he's been wounded, as it were, by the words of his friends. But, Father, I speak healing and I speak life unto him. And, Father, I decree new strength and new anointing this day. For this one is set apart. For the gospel. This one is set apart for the good news. This one is set apart, Father, even now. Let there be a release of signs and wonders upon his life. Father, let there be a release of your anointing power upon these hands. Father, as he lays hands upon the sick, they shall recover. We thank you for that release of anointing, Father. In Jesus' name. What was wrong with your body? What was the infirmity? Amen. The skin disease is gone. Amen. The Lord said the affliction, that the eyes and the teeth may be too. You check, but the Lord says the affliction. The Egyptians that's tormenting you to this day aren't going to torment you again anymore. Amen. That affliction, no more plague on your tabernacle. Amen. The Lord says you go and try it out. Amen. You go and enjoy it because the plague's over. The affliction is over. Glory to God. Let's worship the Lord. The anointing is upon our worship. The anointing's not upon the servant. The anointing's upon the worship. 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 Father, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life and I speak health. And Father, I come against this worry. I say in the mighty name of Jesus, you're not going to afflict her anymore. For we've cast all our cares once and for all. And the Lord cares for us. 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 Lord Jesus, we put our eyes on you. We put our eyes on you today. We put our eyes on you today. And Father, I decree in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus a complete reversal, Lord. Let the flow of creativity come forth. Let the flow of creativity come forth. Let the creativity, new thoughts, new life, new directions, Father, let it come forth. Let it come forth. Let it come forth. Let it come forth. Let it come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. 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 Your creativity, Lord. New creativity, Lord. Let this mind be open. Let this mind be open right now in Jesus' name. I speak to the thought process and I say you're not going to be stuck. You're not going to be stuck in yesterday anymore. You're not going to be stuck in yesterday anymore. For there's a new flow of creativity. There's a new flow. There's a new flow of life. There's a new flow of creativity. There's a new flow of creativity, Lord. Our mind is open. Our mind is open this day, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Jesus took those stripes upon his back just that his eyes might be perfect and healed and whole. I command this vision to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. I command all vision to be beyond restored. Father, make it better than it was. Make it better than it was. Make it better than it was, Father, in Jesus' name. Make it better than it was, Father, in Jesus' name. 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 The Lord says for you to go back. The Lord says for you to go back. There's some people that have shut the door on you that the Lord wants you to minister to. And the Lord says you go back. You've been through some changes since then. And you're going to go in a gentler spirit. And they're going to see the love of the Lord because they've seen what you've been through. And they saw how you've been faithful. But the Lord says you go back to them. You go back to them. And you don't go to set them straight. You go to love them. But that love's going to open the door. And before you're through, before the ministry's through, they're going to ask of you counsel. They're going to ask of you counsel. You won't have to volunteer it. They're going to ask it of you. You go and love them. You go and love them. And there may even be some that you need to go and apologize to, even if you don't feel that you're wrong. But the Lord says, you take the servant's position. You take the lower seat. And you go in and don't say, I'm sorry if. You go in and you just say, I just want you to know that I love you and I care for you. And I'm sorry if I've hurt you. And you go in with that servant attitude. And the Lord says the tears are going to melt the walls. And the Lord says they're going to receive from you. And before the ministry's over, they're going to ask counsel of you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I speak life. I speak life unto this one. Lord, I speak God life. I speak God life unto her. I speak God life unto her, Lord, unto her body, unto her, under the cells, under her organs, Father. I speak God life. I speak creative life. I speak creative life. I speak creative life. I speak creative life. I say that the life of God is going to come shining forth, that the beams of glory are going to come shining forth. I say that the life of God, that the life of God dwells in her. I say that the life of God abides in her. I say that the life of God directs her path. I say that the life of God dictates her friends. I say that the life of God controls her body. I say that the life of God controls her mind. I say that the life of God brings forth healing in these emotions. I say that the life of God brings forth stability in every area. I say that the life of God is flowing even now. It's flowing even now. And she shall flow. She shall flow. She shall flow. She shall flow in new dimensions, Lord, and in new areas. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you that the roads turn. I thank you that the roads turn, Lord. We see that bend, and I thank you that the roads turn, Lord. I thank you that the roads turn, Lord. The struggle's not all over yet, but it's not going to be that same old direction anymore. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the roads turn. I thank you, Lord, that the roads turn. I thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. 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 Father, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life unto my brother. Father, I speak life. I speak life unto him. I speak life unto his business. Father Jesus, I thank you right now. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Father, for that business. Father, I thank you. I thank you for those open doors. Lord Jesus, I thank you for that expanding. I thank you for that multiplying. Lord, I thank you for that box unfolding. I thank you, Lord, for that that's unfolding before him. Lord Jesus, I thank you for it. Lord Jesus, I thank you for it. Lord Jesus, I thank you for it. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father. Right now, I speak life. I speak life, and I thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Mother, have you ever seen those little boxes that are just folded up, and as you start folding them out, they just get bigger, and they get bigger, and they get bigger, and they get bigger? I feel like that the Lord is going to start expanding some things in the area of your business and opening some doors. You aren't going to do it. He's going to do it for you. It's just going to start opening up to you one area at a time, and just when you think, well, this is what it's going to be, then the Lord's going to open up another dimension. And when you think that's going to be what it's going to be, he's going to open up another dimension. And the Lord says, don't get too settled in, because it's going to expand. But every new move is going to tie into the old one. But you won't see it until you back up and take a look at it. Everything's going to look like a new work, but it's not a new work. It's just an expansion of the old work. Glory to God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak the strength and the joy of the Lord into my brother's body. I say in Jesus' name, there's new life. There's new life flowing. There's new life flowing, Lord, not only in his body, Lord, but in his mind and in his emotions, Lord. There's new life flowing. There's new life flowing. There's new strength flowing. Oh, Father, right now in Jesus' name, the confidence of God is coming upon him. The anointing and the favor of God is coming upon him. Oh, Father, right now, the confidence of God, the ability of God is coming upon him. Oh, Father, right now in Jesus' name, I decree this timidity must flee. It must flee from my brother. My brother, he's waxing bold in the Spirit. He's waxing bold in the Spirit. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My brother, I want you to do something with me, all right? And I want you to start doing it. You're going to feel silly doing it, but I want you doing it, all right? I want you to say this with me. I have the ability of God. You start saying that, and every time you're facing new situations and new trials, you begin to confess that, because God's going to make it real to you. He's going to make it real to you. His ability, your ability. His confidence, your confidence. His strength, your strength. Because the Lord says he calls you as a tender plant, but he's going to cause you to come forth as a rod in the hand of God, all right? You've been that tender stalk, but you're going to become a rod in the hand of God. But his confidence is going to become your confidence. Amen. Amen. You're going to have it. You're going to have it. You're going to have it. You know, it's been
in my experience, both in the natural and in the spirit, that the Lord so often calls the tender and the ones that are timid and they wouldn't think of moving out in their own. And those are the ones that God will strengthen and firm, and the Lord can trust them. The Lord can trust them to bring a word, because it's not in their nature to do it. Amen? It's not in their nature to go straighten somebody out or set everything in order. And because there's that tenderness, then the Lord can give you strength in the spirit. And you go bold in the spirit. Your personality's not going to change. Just the anointing. All right? Amen. Don't you let the enemy condemn you for that personality anymore either. God created it. Amen. God created you the first time He set His hand on you, from the time you were in your mother's womb. God created that personality and that tender spirit. Don't let the enemy cause you to despise yourself for it. Don't look at anybody else and say, well, why aren't I like them? You aren't like them because God didn't make you like them. God made you like you are. But He's going to make you strong in the spirit. Amen. Glory. Glory to God. And I beheld, and lo, a door was open. A door of opportunity, a door of ministry, and a door of anointing. And I beheld, and lo, a door was open in the realm of the Spirit. The Lord says, a door is open in the realm of the Spirit. A door is open in the realm of the Spirit. The door is open in the realm of the Spirit. You can stop crying out for that which is yet to be, for it is. For it is. For it is. A door is open in the realm of the Spirit. You aren't going to see it. You aren't going to see it immediately manifest itself in the earth. But the Lord says the door is open in the realm of the Spirit. Quit praying for that to happen and begin to enter into praise that it's already taken place. It's already been accomplished and it's already been finished. I beheld and lo, a door was open. Lo, a door was open. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I thank you for life. I thank you for life. I thank you for life. I thank you for ministry, Lord. I thank you for the love. I thank you for the joy and the strength of God. I thank you for the love that flows through this home and through this ministry. I thank you for them, Lord. And right now I speak the blessings of God. I speak the blessings of God. I speak a new direction from God. I decree it in the Spirit. I decree it in the Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, clear direction. Clear direction, Lord. That path is growing brighter. That path is growing brighter. Lord, those areas that they've thought, Lord, they're going to know. Those areas that they've looked to, Lord, they're going to see. Father, I thank you. I thank you that path is growing brighter. I thank you that path is growing brighter. I thank you that path is growing brighter. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw in the Spirit, and it was like a little windy road going up a hill. On top of the hill, there was a city of light. But on this end of the hill, the path was kind of dark, and you used the lantern light. And you know what? Fire has that kind of yellow-looking light to it. And the further the path went along, the whiter it got. And the whiter it got. And the whiter it got. And then right on up the road, there was a bend, and it was just glowing in the brightness of the Lord. And the Lord says, y'all have been faithful to walk in the light that He's given you, but the Lord says there's more light coming. There's more light coming, and it's going to be a floodlight. And there's going to be some things that you said, well, I think God wants me to, that you aren't even going to have to say, I think. There's going to be such a solidness in your spirit.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.